What do you mean you made a list? Alice asks me. We're at the water fountain in center camp, and I'm refilling my water bottle. My green West Brookside Middle School V-neck tee is getting drenched in the process. Kaylin and I made a list of 11 things we had to do before we turned 12, to kind of like prepare for middle school, and now we're making a new one of 12 things to do before we turn 13. When my water bottle is full, I snap the cover back on and take a sip. Crinkling her nose, Alice says, "But why? Just like for fun?" I laugh a little. Kind of, yeah. But it really helped calm us down before middle school, and now it's a tradition, and we don't break traditions. Alice throws her head upside down and pulls her skinny braids into a low bun. "Cool. I like it." She links arms with me. "Seriously, how have I only known you for 2 weeks? I feel like we've been friends our whole lives."
"I kinda do too," I say. "I should have come to camp earlier."
"Lamy McLamerson," she says. "But wait, I'm confused. How much water do you really have to drink?"
"Just enough to keep our glowing complexions."
I turn my head to show her both sides of my face. "You're hilarious, and your shirt is soaking wet, BT Dibs." I shrug.
"Whatever. It'll dry."
"What's the next thing you're..."
"Girls!" We hear someone yell behind us. It's Sari, one of our counselors. Her voice is pretty much unmistakable, high-pitched and squeaky.
"You're going to be late!"
"Sari!" Alice yells out. "Come on!" She grabs my hand and we run to the Beit Em. It means House of the People in Hebrew.
"We are so getting in trouble."
"It'll be fine. Don't worry," I reassure her, almost out of breath.
We get there just in time and plop down on the wooden floor. Most of our unit turns around to look at us, and we shrink down, laughing behind our hands.
"Can I see the old list and the new list when we get back to the bunk?"
Alice whispers once we've stopped laughing. "Do you have them at camp with you?" I nod. "Of course, I take them everywhere."
"So," Jake, our unit head, talks with his hands on his hips from the stage in the front of the room. "What does it mean to be a leader?"
Alice and I look at each other, rolling our eyes and groaning as quietly as possible.
"Haven't we already done this, like, 100 times?
Alice asks under her breath.
"Alice Kalman," Jake yells out. "You seem to have an answer. Come on down,"
he says like he's a game show host, gesturing with his hands. In a way, this kind of feels like school when you get in trouble, but not exactly. Here it just feels funny and laid back, and people are laughing, but they're not really laughing at Alice. They're more laughing with her. I make mental notes of all the things I have to write to Kaylin later. We've been trying to write every day. She's way better at it than I am, but in all fairness, she has more time. Maybe we should have added "write each other every day" to this year's list, but I guess that would have been too much. At least I've been keeping up with the doodle-a-day thing. It doesn't take very long, and it's fun.
Hi,
Alice says from the front, her arms folded across her chest.
"A leader is someone who gets things done."
Jake nods, drumming his fingers on his chin.
"Nice. Good job. Now call someone else up."
Our eyes lock, and I'm almost positive she's going to pick me.
"Okay."
She looks out and raises her eyebrows, and I nod to let her know it's okay to call on me.
"Ariana Nodberg, come on down."
I hop up from the floor, dust off the butt of my shorts, and think about what to say as I walk up to the front. I'm not sure I've ever really thought about this before.
"So,"
I start, looking out at all the kids in front of me.
A leader is someone who can organize other people and get them excited to be part of the project or work or whatever is, happening. And also, like, bring out everyone's strengths. The list pops into my head. You know, help others shine, that kind of thing.